From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of, you.
This is information the world needs to know.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Spectrum 360.
From the sun, white sand beaches, palm trees, surf, and pina coladas in the tropical and beautiful Tampa Bay area in the state of Florida, on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico. This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 26th of February, 2018. Welcome. I'm your Spectrum 360 host, Mark Skogman.
And greetings to our listeners in Tampa Bay, Florida, and the United States. I am co-producer and co-host TK Weeks.
Spectrum 360 is copyright 2018 by Mark Skogman. Copying and sharing the Spectrum 360 podcast for personal use is authorized and encouraged. I'd like to say hello to some listeners tonight. I'd like to say hello to Edward Marriott, Alicia Santana, Ina Faye Esme, and others. Welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. On Spectrum 360, this edition for Monday, the 26th of February, 2018. Focus of this program is politics and gun reform and health care in the form of the Florida Healthcare Summit.
I would argue gun reform is health care.
Well, that was one of the things that actually was said at the healthcare summit itself. So segment one, live in the studio with the future events calendar hosted by program co-host TK Weeks. She does a fine job at that. That'll be the lead segment tonight on this week's Spectrum 360. And then segment two, live in studio, the news summary from the last week since the last Spectrum 360 radio program. Yeah, cool. And there's just still been so much news, it's difficult to know what to put in a news summary, but we do it. And we've got several items we're going to discuss tonight, go through them quickly, including we're going to start that segment with a special report from co-host TK Weeks, our legal reporter, on a case that's before the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, today. That's going to be very interesting and very important. It'll have direct bearing on the lives of many people across the country and their bargaining rights, union rights, and their salaries and working conditions. So we'll have a special report as part of the news summary. This is a Spectrum 360 exclusive. And of course, the future events calendar, that's another Spectrum 360 exclusive every week. Yes. And then segment three, the Jim Hightower commentary. And that will be on the subject of Trump and his policies and his issues. Donald Trump, the current U.S. president.
Guess what tasteless surprise Donald Trump put in his food stamp budget? I'll tell you today on Hightower's Radio Lowdown.
And Jim Hightower has a unique perspective on that. That'll be interesting. As usual, Jim Hightower is interesting every week. And then segment four, another Spectrum 360 exclusive. There is no media organization and no individual that has the media that we're going to have on Spectrum 360 in segment four today. And that is going to be coverage directly of the Florida Healthcare Summit. Now, last week we did an interview with Michael Fox, which was who was a staff organizer for the Florida Healthcare Summit, and did an interview with him, an overview of what happened. This week, we're going to go to the actual speakers themselves. We're going to hear from Alan Grayson, who is currently a candidate for U.S. House of Representatives from the area that comprises Orlando. He is a former U.S. representative representing that exact district. He's also a Harvard-educated lawyer with 3 degrees from Harvard. How do you even do that? Very smart man, very funny too. We'll hear him on segment four from his keynote speech to the Florida Healthcare Summit. So we're going to go right to the future events calendar with co-host T.K. Weeks.
Alrighty then. Tomorrow, Tuesday, February 27th at 6 p.m. at 3105 West Waters Avenue, number 105. I think that's the Organized Florida office. It's drawdown. Join together with other citizens to examine the impacts that local drawdown action plans can have on citizen mobilization efforts locally, about things like reimagining a community free from greenhouse gas emissions, solar options, mass transit. Very interesting event. Also tomorrow, Tuesday, February 27th at 6:30 p.m. at the Allendale United Methodist Church, 3803 Haynes Road North in St. Pete, there's going to be a screening of the film Backpack Full of Cash. You can view this thought-provoking documentary on the privatization of public education. Representatives of the education community, neighborhood organizations, parent groups, social justice groups, elected officials, and the general public are all invited to this screening. And yet another one for tomorrow. There's too many cool things going on February 27th. At 7 p.m. at the studio at 621st Avenue South in St. Pete. Bold Voters, Uniting Militancy and Nonviolence in the Resistance. The idea of resisting didn't just start with Trump. Here in the United States, some of our greatest achievements have come through eras when common people stood up to the powers that be and forced change. Some of the activities were nonviolent, while others took a position by any means necessary. This is going to be a panel discussion examining the relationship between nonviolence and militancy in the resistance today and in our nation's history. The event is being done under the idea of creating a bold majority, a movement with people who will fight to overcome fear, to stand up for dignity, justice, and progress of all people. It's pay what you can. The suggested donation is $15. Every $15 above is going to receive a Bold Voter shirt. Panelists include some of the most interesting people in our area. Chardonnay Singleton, Dream Defenders field organizer. Aaron Dietrich, graphic designer and labor organizer. Kelly Benjamin, legendary Tampa Bay activist and radical journalist. And Sheridan Murphy of the American Indian Movement and the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee. This event also will feature performances from local artists. Wednesday, February 28th at 6:30 p.m. at Reader's Choice Books and Gift Expressions, 4341 34th Street South in St. Pete. There's going to be a reading and community discussion of Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow. This book is a must-read. It explores mass incarceration and the school-to-prison pipeline. Also Wednesday, February 28th at the Iberian Rooster from 5 to 7 p.m. That's at 4475 Central Avenue in St. Pete. There's going to be a campaign fundraiser and mixer for Jennifer Webb, Democrat candidate for State House District 69. On Friday, March 2nd, from 10 to 11 a.m. at 1350 22nd Street South in St. Pete, come out and celebrate the grand opening of Habitat for Humanity's new office in South St. Pete. What a great organization. I'm really happy they're moving down to be doing business in South St. Pete. Also Friday, March 2nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Gulfport Casino, 5500 Shore Boulevard South in Gulfport. Come and have fun for a good cause at the third annual Dance for Plants. Dance to music from WNF's DJ Cheryl Mogul. She has a mix of swing, blues, soul, shag, and zydeco. Other festivities of the night are going to include a raffle with prizes donated from the community, expert gardening advice, and plant giveaways. So join your friends for a fabulous evening. It supports the Gulfport Community Garden, which donates produce to the Gulfport Senior Center. Come dressed to impress in a plant-themed costume and receive $2 off the door at the ticket price. Saturday, March 3rd, from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Clearwater. That's at 2470 Nursery Road in Clearwater. Are you a Democrat? Have you thought about running for office? Or maybe you want to run a campaign? Here's the event for you. Candidate and Campaign Training for Democrats. How to run and win a campaign. Candidate and campaign staff and volunteer training by Master Political Trainer Professor Kevin Winchell, Associate Director of Community Engagement and founder and director of the Politics 101 Conference at Stetson University. It's a full day of training for active candidates, potential candidates, campaign workers, and campaign volunteers. Then Sunday, March 4th, at the Allendale United Methodist Church, 3803 Haynes Road in St. Pete, it's the monthly meeting of the Pinellas branch of the Tampa Bay Democratic Socialists of America. So if you want to check out and see what this group is all about, Sunday, March 4th at Allendale UMC is the time to do it. And I've got a big save the date for everybody, okay? The Constitutional Revision Commission, the Florida Constitutional Revision Commission, this is a committee that's going to be changing the whole Florida Constitution, basically. It's inviting all interested Floridians to attend and participate in a public hearing at the University Student Center at USF St. Pete. It's going to be on March 13th, and I'll be talking about it again. The public hearing is going to be held from 1 to 7 p.m., individuals who fill out appearance forms by 7 p.m. local time will be given an opportunity to speak before the CRC. This is a big deal. Pretty much everything is up for grabs as this Constitutional Revision Committee is basically going to rewrite the Florida Constitution. So save the date, March 13th, and have your say. And that's what's happening.
Go with TK Weeks with the future events calendar, Spectrum 360 exclusive. Thank you so much. She does an excellent job with that. Even though I think she had a little bit of a cold tonight.
Little coughing. Actually, it's allergy season. The pollen's out.
Yes, I have it too. Oh, you know I do. But anyway. Okay, well, let us take care of a little bit of business for a couple of minutes. And then we'll be back with segment two, which will be the news summary. And we'll go from there, okay? Thank you for listening.
Spectrum.
Feed the babies who don't have enough to eat. Shoe the children with no shoes on their feet. House the people living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.
Need an antidote to the progressive blues? Want some good news about how grassroots folks are rebelling against the corporate powers and winning? Well, here's an easy-to-swallow pill for you, the Hightower Lowdown. Hightower's monthly newsletter will give you the lowdown, even as it lifts you up. It's 4 pages a month, jam-packed with facts you can use, actions you can take, and Jim's own Texas humor, all for only $15 a year. To become a lowdowner, go to hightowerlowdown.org.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons because it just got a whole lot better. Instead of giving you 1 hour to talk sports, we give you two. The most entertaining sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area, the Sports Web, is going 2 hours on Saturday afternoons on the Tan Talk Sports Network, WTAN, 1340 AM. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense. Hosted by Peter Blake and Sean the Sports Don every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 PM on the Tan Talk Sports Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Wright and
Jorge Angulo
with Revolutionary Road Radio Show on the Tan Talk Network. And we're on Monday nights at 10 p.m. And we just want to let you know about a drive we're doing to support orphaned girls in Sierra Leone and the refuges work with the homeless. You can support this effort by going to paypal.me/therefugefl or call 727-278-1547. Sponsored in part by St. Petersburg Community Acupuncture and
Angulo Law Office.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war, accused of obstructing justice at the FBI and of violating the Constitution. by taking money from foreign governments and threatening to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become? I'm Tom Steyer, and like you, I'm a citizen who knows it's up to us to do something. It's why I'm funding this effort to raise our voices together and demand that elected officials take a stand on impeachment. A Republican Congress once impeached a president for far less. Yet today, people in Congress and his own administration know that this president is a clear and present danger, who's mentally unstable and armed with nuclear weapons. And they do nothing. Join us and tell your member of Congress that they have a moral responsibility to stop doing what's political and start doing what's right. Our country depends on it.
Okay, now it is time for the news summary segment of this week's Spectrum 360. And we're going to start with a special report by Spectrum 360 legal reporter, TK Weeks. She's also the co-host of this program and a co-producer as well. And she has a lot of legal expertise because she has a law degree. So she's going to give us an update on what happened in the Supreme Court today.
Okay, it was a big day as Janus versus American Federation of Federal, State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, was argued before the Supreme Court. This is an extremely important case. It seeks to reverse a longstanding precedent and remove an important revenue stream from public sector unions. At issue is whether unions can continue to charge all public employees, even those who are not members, a portion of the costs of collective bargaining on the theory that every worker will benefit from the negotiated higher wages. These are called fair share fees, and they're allowed in 23 states, Florida not being one of them. These fair share fees were approved by the Supreme Court in a 1977 case. Basically, this Janus case would make all states right-to-work states in the public sector. And the public sector is where most of the remaining union membership is, as the private sector unions have been decimated for decades now. The petitioner, Illinois State employee Mark Janus, argues that his First Amendment free speech rights are violated by having to contribute fees to a union that he does not support. Conservative activists and think tanks backed by corporate donors like the Koch brothers and the Bradley Foundation have been waiting for this moment. Dismantling unions is part of their strategy to move the whole democratic process to the right. The Bradley Foundation is a mega donor to right-wing causes, and it's invested heavily in the anti-union campaign to over the tune of $30.5 million since the 1990s. It's given $1.6 million since 2003 to the two sponsors of the Janus lawsuit, which are the National Right to Work Legal Defense Fund and the Liberty Justice Center. So why so hostile to unions? Well, documents that were actually stolen from the Bradley Foundation by hackers and released to the public by the Center for Media and Democracy and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel show that the Bradley Foundation donated to the Janus sponsors because big labor and trial attorneys are the principal funding pillars for the left. The document said that, quote, the largesse of Pacific Coast unions, after redistributed out of national offices in Washington, D.C., is used to subsidize the left's national agenda and obstruct the mission of the Bradley Foundation and its allies. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, said that the foundation's goal is to create a monopoly over economic and political power. As she put it, they want the playing field all to themselves. So, what are the chances of this challenge to fair share fees succeeding? Well, in 2016, the Supreme Court addressed this same issue, and Justice Antonin Scalia died before the court issued a ruling. And this left the court at a 4-4 draw. Now Scalia has been replaced by Neil Gorsuch. Gorsuch played his cards very close to the vest, and he kept quiet during today's oral argument. But it's possible to predict his views based on prior conduct. Gorsuch actually gave a speech last September on the very same day that the court agreed to hear the Janus case. He gave a speech at Trump International Hotel to a group host to a gathering that was hosted by a conservative group whose funding comes from the Bradley Foundation. Critics have said that this kind of partisan behavior from Gorsuch was inappropriate for a Supreme Court justice. I think even Chief Justice Roberts was not pleased about it. Some have even suggested that it amounts to a conflict of interest. But with Gorsuch on the court, looks like the anti-union forces have a pretty good chance of victory. But maybe the savvy Chief Justice Roberts, ever concerned with maintaining the court's prestige by not letting it appear too political and wary of overturning a 40-year precedent, will surprise us like he did when he upheld most of the Affordable Care Act. At any rate, the decision is supposed to be announced in June, and as our listeners know, I'm a big-time Supreme Court geek, so I will be here to break it all down for you when it comes down.
Wow, that was a great report. Thank you so much for that. Co-host TK Weeks, also our legal correspondent on Spectrum 360. Let's go to the rest of the news summary, and we'll try to quickly go through this and let you know what happened in the last week. Wow, what a week.
As usual.
Well, of course, last week on Monday, which was the last Spectrum 360 radio program, we interviewed Michael Fox, who's the deputy director, national director of the Progressive Democrats of America, and also staff organizer with the Florida Healthcare Conference, Florida Healthcare Summit, rather, the Florida Healthcare Summit. And that interview is now available on a webcast on the Spectrum360Media.com website. And that will give you an overview of the Florida Healthcare Summit. It's a very, very important conference, far more important than I even realized when I first got involved in doing media for the conference. I highly recommend the interview, and then we're going to do, of course, more coverage of the Florida Healthcare Summit this week on Spectrum 360. So that's what happened last Monday. And then last week on Wednesday, which is the 21st of February, I went on a trip on a tour bus to Tallahassee, to the state capitol. This was sponsored by Democrat and gubernatorial candidate Chris King. He chartered the bus, and the bus was full, and people went up to the gun law reform rally outside the Capitol building, the old Capitol building at the state capitol in Tallahassee. There was over 1,000 people there. It was the largest audience, largest crowd for a rally that I've ever seen myself personally in Tallahassee.
So wow. Jealous. So jealous.
And there were students there. There were students from Douglas High School there. There were parents. There were concerned activists of all ages, but a lot of young people, a lot of students, a lot of them were high school students, and they were great. Very vocal. And there was an hour and a half long rally with speakers, an hour and a half of speakers. That's also one of the longest rallies I've ever seen in Tallahassee as well. And it was extraordinary. It was really amazing. Just a tremendous amount of energy. And yet, as vocal and vociferous as the crowd was, everyone was very polite. I was struck by how very polite everyone was in the crowd and kind to each other. And it was great. Just very impressive event and crowd, and made a big impression on me. I've got great video of it that is going to be posted on Spectrum360Media.com this week. And wow, it just had a tremendous effect on me. So Chris King chartered the bus. We went, and there were over 1,000 people there at that rally. Extraordinary. And then all week, we've been hearing from the Douglas High School students and the parents of students, both deceased and living, as they speak out about school safety, gun control, and an assault weapons ban. And they are being very effective, amazingly, remarkably articulate and educated on the issue, especially after what happened to them. And they are going to keep advocating for these issues and getting an assault weapons ban, and they are not going to stop. And they've been all over the media, especially television media this last week. Wow. I saw them on MSNBC programs. They were on Meet the Press. They were on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. They were on multiple MSNBC evening programs on weekdays, the weekday MSNBC evening programs such as All In and The Last Word and The 11th Hour and The Rachel Maddow Show. Wow, just a tremendous amount of coverage of this issue. And this is a movement that's taken off like a slingshot. It was sparked by the Douglas High School shooting, and it is going to continue on. It's just amazing energy. On Friday, the 23rd of February, well, guess what happened? The Conservative Political Action Conference was convened, or CPAC as it's better known, and Ian Walters, the Republican National Committee Communications Director, was speaking at CPAC and made comments about former RNC Chairman Michael Steele, who's also an MSNBC commentator, and a very interesting man, very nice person, very nice man, former RNC chair. And Ian Walters said that selecting a, quote, black guy as the chair of the RNC in 2008 when Barack Obama was elected president, partially in response to Barack Obama being elected as president, since Barack Obama's half black, he said electing a black guy for that position was a mistake. And
wow.
Then immediately apologized later on, and it's been a controversy all week. A lot of crazy behavior at the CPAC conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference. Then on Saturday, the next day, Saturday, 24 February, Mona Sharon, who's a conservative activist, was on stage at CPAC and criticized Trump as a sexual assaulter. And she had such a negative reaction from the audience, the crowd, the attendees, that she had to be escorted out of the building by security due to the reaction of the audience to her comments. They feared for her safety.
Remind me to kill you later.
I'll make a note of it. I ain't got a pencil.
Well, I changed my mind. I'm going to do it now.
Ooh.
Extraordinary. What? Yeah, it was Mona Charon who was just trying to point out the hypocrisy of criticizing Bill Clinton and others for their sexual improprieties while giving Trump a free pass. But
exactly. Just because he's president and he's a Republican, she was pointing out the double standard. She was roundly booed and shouted down. She also made a comment about Roy Moore being a credibly accused child molester. And there was a chant from the audience saying, that's not true. They were refuting the truth of that charge. And anybody with a fair reading of it would say that that charge was true.
Inconceivable!
And then on Sunday, 25 February, just yesterday, National Rifle Association spokesperson Dana Lash was on multiple Sunday morning news programs. And she was just wild. She looked kind of rabid. I mean, she was just very, very strident and distracted from the issues in terms of the assault weapons ban by mischaracterizing the issue as being about the Second Amendment and about gun rights and gun ownership, when all the students are asking for is an assault weapons ban. No banning of the Second Amendment, no banning of gun ownership. It's about the type of weapon, a class of weapon, not the Second Amendment and not anything else. But, of course, they mischaracterize it so they can distract from their own behavior and the conduct of their organization. Apparently, with the philosophy that the best defense is a good offense.
And they're very offensive.
Well, you said it, not me. And I have to admit, it's being effective to some extent, but it's disingenuous, and they're just trying to distract from the conduct of their own organization. Don't let it work on you. Focus on the issue.
There's one thing I hate. All the noise.
And then today, 26 February, Brian Mast, a Republican and U.S. representative from the area that includes Palm Beach Gardens, went public with support for an assault weapons ban. And he is not the only Republican that's doing this, and not the only Republican that's also coming out against Donald Trump's idea to arm and train teachers with firearms. Oh my gosh. And that same program, David Hogg, a student survivor of the Douglas High School shooting, was on Morning Joe, and he refuted the claim that he was a, quote, crisis actor, unquote. And he has been on television multiple times and all over the media for the last week. It's just an amazing turn of events, amazing developments in the situation with gun reform laws and assault weapons bans and mass shootings in schools. What an extraordinary week and a half we have had.
And I want to recognize one of our local activists, labor organizer and activist Maria Jose Hayes. Her daughter, Sophia, was one of the organizers of the walkout at Blake High School. And she did a fabulous job, gave a fabulous speech that I think we're going to get a copy of and play it. She's only 14 years old, and she is already a pretty impressive organizer. So congratulations to all the kids at Blake High School and to Sophia for really a pretty impressive action in Tampa.
And we're going to try to go ahead and get the Jim Hightower commentary going for you on this week's Spectrum 360.
Breaking news, Trump and company are a murderous mob. Specifically, they've been serial killers of the English language. The word fact was their first victim, assassinated last year by one of Trump's mobsters who poisoned it with a toxic substance named alternative fact. Their latest hit was a celebrated word from the literary world, satire. It embodies the artful use of sarcasm and ridicule to expose the vanity and vice of public figures. But Trump himself killed satire by starving it of any meaning. How can anyone satirize a presidency that is, in reality, nothing but a fully staged satire of vanity and vice? Satire involves exaggerating the flaws, mannerisms, etc. of various characters to convey how corrupt and contemptible they are. But it's impossible to exaggerate the awfulness of an administration that gleefully flaunts its awfulness every day. Take Trump's proposed budget. Please, delivered just in time for Valentine's Day, it's a stab to the heart of poor people, intentionally increasing poverty and hunger across our country. It would slash programs providing essential food, housing, and even heating assistance for about 50 million Americans, mostly children, old folks, poverty wage workers, and disabled people. Then there's Medicare and Medicaid, which most working class Americans count on. Candidate Trump promised us that, quote, there will be no cuts in funding for these programs. But his Valentine budget features, guess what, hundreds of billions of dollars in cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. Not only has his cynicism killed satire, but his cynical health care cuts could also kill you. This is Jim Hightower saying, presidential budgets aren't just numbers. They're statements of a president's moral principles. No work of satire could ridicule Trump's morality as effectively as his own budget.
Need an antidote to the progressive blues? Want some good news about how grassroots folks are rebelling against the corporate powers and winning? Well, here's an easy-to-swallow pill for you. The Hightower Lowdown. Hightower's monthly newsletter will give you the lowdown, even as it lifts you up. It's 4 pages a month, jam-packed with facts you can use, actions you can take, and Jim's own Texas humor, all for only $15 a year. To become a lowdowner, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
Spectrum 360.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons because it just got a whole lot better. Instead of giving you 1 hour to talk sports, we give you two. The most entertaining sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area, the Sports Web, is going 2 hours on Saturday afternoons on the Tan Talk Sports Network, WTAN, 1340 AM. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense. Hosted by Peter Blake and Sean the Sports Don every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 PM on the Tan Talk Sports Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Wright and
Jorge Angulo
with Revolutionary Road Radio Show on the Tan Talk Network. And we're on Monday nights at 10 p.m. And we just want to let you know about a drive we're doing to support orphaned girls in Sierra Leone and the refuges work with the homeless. You can support this effort by going to paypal.me/therefugefl or call 727-278-1547. Sponsored in part by St. Petersburg Community Acupuncture and
Angulo Law Office.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war, accused of obstructing justice at the FBI and of violating the Constitution by taking money from foreign governments and threatening to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become? I'm Tom Steyer, and like you, I'm a citizen who knows it's up to us to do something. It's why I'm funding this effort to raise our voices together and demand that elected officials take a stand on impeachment. A Republican Congress once impeached a president for far less. Yet today, people in Congress and his own administration know that this president is a clear and present danger, who's mentally unstable and armed with nuclear weapons. And they do nothing. Join us. and tell your member of Congress that they have a moral responsibility to stop doing what's political and start doing what's right. Our country depends on it.
Spectrum 360.
TK, do you have any other comments that you wanted to make?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? They're calling it the Never Again movement, which is the movement of the Douglas High School and the other students to take action against gun violence has kind of reignited some flames of hope in my heart. It's been a difficult period for a lot of us, but I think we're at a turning point.
Okay. Okay, let's see if we can give you a segment from the Alan Grayson speech. Alan Grayson is a very funny speaker as well as being just excellent on the facts and excellent speaker overall. And he's just a great guy. I've gotten to know him over the last years, having interviewed him, having covered events that he's been at. And he is phenomenal. And it's just, do you remember that speech that he gave on healthcare? TK Weeks, do you remember what he said?
Was that the Republican health care plan is don't get sick, and if you do, die quick?
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
He's right.
Yeah, it's amazing. Let's see if we can give you some Alan Grayson in his own words.
Let me just ask you this. How many of you were in the hospital in the past 5 years for surgery? Raise your hand. Okay. Among those of you who raised your hand, would you be so kind to tell me what the hospital bill was? Any of you? Yes, go ahead. Are you saying that's what you spent to buy your house? No, that was the hospital bill. And how many days were you in the hospital?
7 days.
Okay, so basically $40,000 a day, more or less. Okay, I'll tell you that I have 3 degrees from Harvard. I'm a Harvard-educated lawyer. That's more than I bill for my time, and more than anybody I know who bills for his time as an attorney. That is a shocking amount of money. Anybody else? Anybody else want to drop a dime on the? Yes, go ahead. Okay, what's your number?
It's not fair. I'm with the National Health Service.
No, that is totally unfair, sir. Zero. Zero. The goose egg solution to health care. Zero. Well, in my case, yes, go ahead.
5 days, no surgery, $70,000.
Wow. I hope they at least fed you well.
No.
No?
No food.
Was it the corn or was it the green beans? Which one did you... Which one did you get? No food while you were there. Anybody else? Yes.
Over 54 days.
Yeah. Well, I would say you got off easy. I've been in the hospital twice in the past 18 months overnight. In each case, overnight, by the way, not more than that. So we're talking about 24 hours, more or less. In one case, I broke my leg playing basketball with my kids and needed a replacement hip. That was $60,000. And then I had about 3 hours of heart surgery. That was over $100,000. Staggering amounts of money. Sir, say it again. How much did you pay?
I paid zero, sir.
Zero. Well, I call that a bargain. I went to Norway 6 years ago. I was actually on my way to the North Pole. Believe it or not, I've been to the North Pole. So is my wife. She can tell you all about it. You stop off at a place called Svalbard on the way to the North Pole. I decided to go into an ice cave, a tour of an ice cave. And I didn't realize this, but ice caves are full of ice. They're very slippery when wet, like ice. And I was wearing normal boots, nothing unusual. You had to climb up and down and hold on to ropes and stuff like that. And I was trying to go down the side of a sort of an ice cliff. I fell on my back, probably didn't pass more than, 5 or 6 feet through the air, but fell hard on my back. And believe it or not, didn't break anything. But I didn't know that at the time because it hurt really, really badly. So amazingly enough, Svalbard, an island of 1,800 people, has a fabulous, fabulous health clinic. They took me to the health clinic immediately. They took a blood, I guess, to determine if I don't know why, I'm not a doctor. I have to ask my wife these things. They took blood, they took x-rays, they took all sorts of other tests, urine tests, I guess, to see if I was internally bleeding or something like that. The results came back on the spot. They did the testing of the blood and the urine inside the clinic on the spot. I was fearful of what the bill might look like as I left. The bill for the examination, the medicine that they gave to me, and all the tests they did was $17. And by the way, I'm not Norwegian. And they knew it. They easily could have charged me absolutely anything they wanted because I don't pay into their healthcare system. But being Norwegians, they decided not to. They provide the same sort of health coverage to anyone who visits them that they provide to their own people. What are we doing wrong? Where did we go wrong? Why am I paying $100,000 plus for overnight in the hospital, where if the same thing, exactly the same thing happened in Norway, at the same time to the same body, I'll take it, sorry about that. The result would be something like a $17 bill. Where did we go wrong? Now, the problem is far, far deeper than that. Problem goes deeper than that. You can see it statistically. We pay more money than any other people on the planet for our health care. And I mean collectively. It doesn't matter if you're paying it, your insurance company's paying it, the taxpayer's paying it, whoever's paying it, maybe even your employer's paying it. Collectively, all together, 17% of our gross national product, which, by the way, is as gross as it gets. I mean, nobody's got a grosser gross national product than the United States. It's gross. All of that money, more than $2 trillion, pretty much $3 trillion or approaching it right now, every year, goes to paying our health bills. A lot of it is invisible. When I had the $100,000 stay in the hospital, my insurance company paid about $65. I paid about $3. And the rest of it, the hospital wrote off. Still a staggering, unbelievable amount of money, and more than you would pay in any other country in the world. In England, the same operation costs roughly 30. And I'm talking about to the government, I'm not talking about to the individual. That's what it costs to the government. So we spend 17% of our gross national product on healthcare. No other country in the world spends more than 13%. No other country in the entire world. 193 countries in the world. By the way, I've been to all of them. It's true. Been to every country in the world. And I will tell you for a fact that our 17% is not only more than any other country, but much more than any other country. Well, these countries are Burkina Faso and Somalia on one end of the spectrum, or whether they are Singapore or Saudi Arabia, or Luxembourg on the other end of the spectrum. We pay more. What do we get? We get less. We are 50th in the world in life expectancy. 50th. I said this on Bill Maher's show a few years ago. Immediately, PolitiFact was on the phone with me. What you talking about? What are you talking about, 50th in the world? That can't possibly be right. Yes, it is. How do you know? The CIA told me. CIA keeps statistics on these things. CIA says we are 50th in the world. If there were a way to cheat on the number, the CIA would do it. If there were a way to keep it secret, the CIA would do it. That's what they do for a living. But the CIA says we are 50th in the world. The Japanese live, on the average, 4 years longer than we do. And yet, they consume vast quantities of fogo fish, which will often kill you. Nevertheless, they live 4 years longer than we do. The Canadians, God bless them, my mother was born in Canada, the Canadians live 2 years longer than we do on the average. And yet, they spend 6 months out of the year or more shoveling snow. You think that may be why they live longer? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not willing to do that experiment personally. I will not shovel snow just to see if it makes me live longer. Japan, Canada, the 49 other countries where people live longer than the United States, they have something in common. What is it? Universal health care. Yes, all 49 of them. All 49 of them. And people ask themselves, how is it possible that we spend so much, we get so little in return, even now with Obamacare phased in, except for the expansion of Medicaid, which, by the way, would cover 1 million more people in Florida alone and around 10 million people nationwide, except for the expansion of Medicaid, the Obamacare is now phased in. The subsidies are in effect. We still have 30 million people in this country who don't have health coverage. Now, of course, if you asked Republicans, particularly Republican members of Congress, why is that? They would say, oh, it's their choice. Obviously, they don't want to get better. That's how they actually think. It's their choice. We've had members of Congress who actually came out and said that. It's a lifestyle choice to be sick and not see a doctor. That's how they look at it. I'm not making this up. And that's actually what led to my speech on the floor of the House a few years ago. Not actually my most famous speech. It's curious what ends up going viral, what doesn't. I examined the Inspector General for the Federal Reserve in a hearing once. I asked her, the Federal Reserve has handed out $1 trillion in the last 18 months. Who got the money? And she said, I don't know. That video has been seen by 5 million people on YouTube. You can look it up. That is the most watched video in the history of Congress. However, a few people have heard of the Grayson Healthcare speech. And let me tell you how that came about. That came about because the president gave another speech, this time not just to the Democratic caucus about Obamacare, but he gave a speech about Obamacare to all the House members and those senators who chose to come and listen to him. It was sort of an impromptu State of the Union on health. So the president came. The president came to the House of Representatives because we have more seats than the Senate. It's more room. And he gave another one of these exquisite speeches, that one with a teleprompter. And at one point, he turned very dramatically to the Republicans and said, we want your best ideas. We want you to be involved in this. We want to know what you want to do to cure health care problems in this country. And he meant it. He meant it. They all meant it. We all meant it. More than 100 Republican amendments were accepted into the final Obamacare bill. It was 2,800 pages. I would venture to say that several hundred pages of those 2,800 pages were Republican amendments. So he went it. We had open arms toward the Republicans. Whatever they could come up with that made sense on a policy basis, regardless of ideology or pride of authorship, we were willing to include, and we did include. So the president turned to the Republicans, and he said, whatever you got, we want to see it. where's your plan? And at that moment, I saw at least 100 Republicans. And by the way, this is on C-SPAN. You can look it up, okay? If you're curious, you want to verify this, you can actually look it up. You can find it on C-SPAN. They waved their plan, or what looked like their plan, in the air when the president said, where's your plan? I said, what the heck is that? I didn't know the Republicans had a plan. I mean, I've been here for 18 months already. I've talked to them incessantly. I've voted over and over again on health care matters. I haven't seen anything that I recognize as a Republican plan. What the heck is it? So when the speech was over, the president was gone. We were casually walking out of the floor of the House. I went over to the other side, something that hardly anybody ever does, and I used to do all the time. God, you'd think that they think we have cooties, we think that they have cooties, or some kind of terrible transmissible disease. And that's why they always stay on their side and we always stay on our side. I don't get that at all. Maybe there ought to be a doctor in the House. I went over and looked at the papers, the Republican health care plan that they were waving for the cameras. Every page was blank. Every page was blank. And I thought this is really a story worth telling. So the next day, I asked for some time on the floor. We're generally allowed either 1 minute or 5 minutes, unless you're Nancy Pelosi, in which case you get all the time you want, as we found out a week ago. And God bless her for that. I mean, that was 8 hours well spent giving a speech. By the way, I'm sure that some of my speeches seemed like they were out as long. Maybe you feel that way right now. I don't know. But they weren't. She gave the longest speech in the history of the House of Representatives, 8 hours in favor of the Dreamers. And I think that probably deserves a round of applause. So the next day, I gave my speech. And my speech was about what I'd seen the day before. And I explained this. And the Republicans looked mortified when I actually showed people what they had been waving around as part of my speech. And then it got worse for them because I said, you know, I've given a lot of thought to this, and I think they really need a plan. So it's mine.
Okay, that is Alan Grayson, currently a candidate for U.S. House of Representatives from the Orlando area in Florida, and also a former congressman from that very district previously ran against Daniel Webster and won the first time. And it's a great congressman. We're going to have more Spectrum 360 video posted from the healthcare conference over the next 1 to 5 days. And you can see the whole speech in approximately 2 days on the Spectrum360.com website. Come back next week for more Spectrum 360. TK, your final comments.
Just love hearing Alan Grayson talk about healthcare. The guy knows his stuff.
Come back next week for more Spectrum 360.
Well, we will continue at another time.
So goodbye and hello.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.